Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig from Smokey's Park. I understand you're having some problem with your credit card and discount.
You're calling me at 4:30 in the morning?
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to get this resolved. It looks like,
At 4:30 in the morning? Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. It's 4:24, so don't exaggerate. I was just going to see if I could go ahead and get this charged for you, this $10 discount. But
yeah.
It looks like we accidentally ran your credit card twice, so it charged the full amount twice. So we're actually going to need to refund one of the charges, but while we're doing that refund, if it works, assuming it works, then we can go ahead and take an extra $10 out with that.
Can you call me back in an hour that's decent?
What's wrong with this hour?
4:30 in the morning?
No, I'm just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but 4:30 in the morning?
Well, it's not quite 4:30. It's more like 4:25.
Oh, well, excuse me. It's 4:25.
The credit card in here. It looks like... Oh,
yeah.
I just charged it a third time. Now it's gone through three times. I'm sorry, ma'am. So we've charged your credit card for the full amount three times. So I'm gonna
do a
refund twice.
You don't even know it's not my credit card. It's my husband's credit card.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're the one we talk to. I mean, that's the name that's on it. It says Cindy on here. Did you sign it when you were here at the park? Hello, Cindy.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Dave from the Smokies Park.
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to figure out the credit card thing here. It looks like we accidentally charged the credit card for the full amount three different times.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to do the refund, but it's not going through. We're having computer problems here.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to do the discount then, because I was hoping to give a discount as I did the refund.
Uh-huh.
I can't do the refund at all, so it actually looks like you've paid three times as much at this point.
Oh, that's good.
I'm really sorry about that.
Okay, so what are you going to do to fix it?
I don't know. She already told us she wasn't going to come back ever again, so I guess, I mean, we'll just apologize and...
Well,
sorry about that.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Dave Still.
Dave Still?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
At the Smokies Park.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll keep trying though.
I'll keep trying to do this refund, but it doesn't seem like it's going to work because our computer is old and broken.
Okay. All right. So listen, just stop whatever you're doing.
I'm trying to run it again.
Yeah. Don't try and run it again.
I'm just afraid if I do it again, it's going to run it a fourth time and charge your credit card.
Yeah, so don't do it right now. So, and
fourth time. Oh, it just went through.
Talk to the general manager tomorrow.
It's going through
the whole thing refunded. Okay.
I think it's. Well, I'm not sure if I just did a refund or if it just charged it again.
Okay, well, let's just stop.
Okay. Can you tell your wife I'm sorry I called so late? But you know, she didn't have to have that kind of attitude with me. I mean, she was freaking out at me, and I didn't appreciate that at all.
Okay.
I'm writing a report here that says, had attitude, kept telling me what time it was.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
David Still. All right.
Yeah, David Still.
And can you give me the number again so that when I'm awake, I'll call back?
Oh, the telephone number?
Yep.
Area code 8.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm trying to slide the card. I mean, type the card through again. It doesn't seem to be working.
Okay. Let's just stop what you're doing.
Uh huh.
Okay.
There it goes. It just went through.
Okay.
Oh, but I charged it again.
That's right. So
I'm
just
sorry.
Stop.
I've been drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't do it anymore.
Have a nice night.
We'll sort it out tomorrow.
Can I talk to Cindy? Maybe I could make things right with her.
No, we'll just stop right there.
I mean, like, I maybe she could help me run this credit card through again.
No, just stop. Okay.
I'll try to stop.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice night. Have good dreams. Goodbye.
What is your name? Who is this?
What is your last name?
Butthole.
Better hope I don't ever see you face to face, buddy.
What the hell is wrong with you? You don't know me, I don't know you.
Who are you, you dipshit?
What do you mean, below my house?
I'm gonna call Stuart, find out who the hell you are, and have your ass kicked.
Hey everyone, it's January 27th, 2019, and guess what you're listening to? You're listening to episode 529 of the Snowplow Show, the show where I mildly irritate random people all over the country. It's usually a lot of fun. I'm not promising anything today, but, you know, usually it's kind of fun to listen to. This one is brought to you by Tokus Pocus, Thunor, Jesse Lobster, Sean L., and Omni. Those are a few of the supporters over at patreon.com/phonelosers. You can also support the show by going to phonelosers.com/cactus. By the way, I think I have the secure site running on Phone Losers now. I really messed that up earlier this week, but I think it's all working. I can go to it as a secure site now if you type in the HTTPS thing. And I think I've changed most of the links over to the secure links. Some of the people supporting the show through phonelosers.com/cactus were complaining at me that it's not secure. And for the past 4 years, I've been like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. But I finally fixed it. You can stop yelling at me now. Thank you, brand new supporters of The Snowplow Show and The Phone Losers, like Scott S., Kevin P., Probix, Chris S., and Derek L. Those are a few of the people that have recently signed up on the Patreon. That's another thing about phonelosers.com/cactus. I've been neglecting people on there for at least the past year. I'm really bad about mentioning when someone signs up on that site, so I'm going to try and stop doing that. Sorry, phonelosers.com people. I've got a quick news story here that several people have sent to me, and it's been posted on the PLA Facebook group a few times. And what the hell, I'm trying to watch the YouTube video of this, and it's forcing me to watch this 2.5 minute long advertisement about the incredible concealed carry holster, you know, for my gun that I'm allowed to own.
The same muscle memory to clear the shirt and draw the fire. If a situation requires a one-handed draw, the firearm can easily be retrieved.
What the hell? Does Adblock not work on YouTube anymore? That's gonna suck. I don't want to watch ads. I haven't seen an ad on YouTube in years now. Hold on, let me sit through this ad real quick.
The G2 is made for men and women of any size, right or left-handed.
Okay, the ad's over. A couple experienced 5 minutes of sheer terror when their hacked Nest camera played the North Korean missile attack message.
We heard a message that we thought was coming from the television. It came on like the emergency sounds of an Amber Alert, say.
You know.
And then a man's voice announced that North Korea had launched 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles toward the United States and that the United States had launched a counterattack. Recommended everyone take shelter and said that the missiles were headed toward...
So that's pretty hilarious. I'm not going to play this whole thing. I just sat through 2.5 minutes of an advertisement on YouTube. Holy shit, 2.5 minutes? I thought YouTube ads were like 20 seconds. But yeah, Dwight will tell you how easy it is to get into these home cameras and screw with people. He's had some pretty good videos on his YouTube channel where he does that. But we were just talking about something very similar to this on the PLA call-in, whatever it's called, show. Oh yeah, it's called Hang Up the Phone Now. Maybe two or three episodes ago, Legend did something similar in a store where he... Man, maybe I shouldn't even be mentioning this. Legend said I could mention it on the Hang Up the Phone show. I don't know. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It doesn't matter. It's just a pretty good prank, you know, one that I would not recommend doing. We don't want to cause 5 minutes of sheer terror for innocent married couples, but that's a good one. LOL, North Korean missile attacks. Thanks, everybody, that sent that one to me. And that couple should be happy, by the way. They got a second chance at life. They thought it was all over, and now it's not. They should be thanking the hackers.
Hello?
Is this the cocksucker residence?
God damn you, stop calling here.
Isn't this 4215 Pussy Way?
You bitch!
Now let me check the zip code. 212, fuck you!
The police are tracing this call this very minute.
Well, Donnie Hinkle, then why aren't they here, huh? Fuckface,
fuck you! Didn't I just say fuck you?
I beg your pardon.
Who is this?
Mrs. Wilson from the telephone company. I understand you're having problems with an obscene phone caller.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson, but this is driving me crazy. I've had my number changed twice already. I'm a divorced woman. Please help me.
Well, what exactly does this sick individual say to you?
I can't say the words out loud. I don't use bad language.
Oh, well, I know it's difficult, but we need to know the exact words.
I'll try. Cocksucker, that's what she calls me.
Listen to your filthy mouth, you fucking whore!
God damn you!
Motherfucker!
Cocksucker!
You listeners have been hounding me about doing more of those calls where I accuse neighbors of writing on my car window in the snow. So that's what I'm going to attempt on today's show. I found an area that's been getting snow regularly for a few days now, which wasn't too hard to do. Everywhere is getting quite a bit of snow right now. But I'm going to call up some people and ask them to stop writing on my car window because it's very immature and they should find something better to do. They need to grow up.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from down the street.
Pardon me?
It's Sensei Doug from down the street. I live here on Elm Street, too. Yeah, like around the around the bend.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I was wondering if, can you ask Clifford to stop coming over and writing on my car window in the snow?
Pardon me?
Clifford, he keeps coming over and writing on my car window in the snow.
Okay, my husband is Clifford, and he's 82 years old.
Yeah, he's way too old to be doing this. Can you please ask him to stop?
Well, he's never done it.
Well, he has. I know it's him. Look, I'm not mad or anything. It's just that it leaves like an oily residue behind on the windows. I was just hoping you could ask him to cut it out, please.
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, it's definitely... This is Clifford, right, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I have the right number, the right house. I just want you guys to please... Stop doing it. Or Clifford. I don't know if you're involved as well, but if Clifford could just cut that out, that'd be...
telling you that we would never do that.
Well, you're laughing about it.
But because it's ridiculous. I mean, we would never go right on windows. We don't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not hurting anything technically. It leaves this oily residue behind on the window.
I'm going to report you. I don't think you should be harassing us at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm going to report you for writing on my window.
Well, you go right ahead, because we have never written on a window.
Oh, yes, you have. He keeps writing his name. He keeps writing Clifford. And I followed the footprints back to your house. In the snow.
No, we don't walk anywhere in the snow.
Well, Clifford does. Like, ask him.
No, he does not.
Ask him right now. Go confront him.
My husband would never do that.
How do you know? Maybe he's going out at night when you're not awake anymore? Dude, go ask him. Let me talk to him.
Well, I'm sure he does not.
You don't know that.
I'm going to report this number. We have caller ID. I'm going to report you.
Good. I have caller ID blocker. You can't report me.
So you just harass people?
No, I'm not harassing anyone. I'm just asking you, please stop.
But I'm telling you, we've never done it.
Okay, well, it's not harassment if I'm just calling you and asking you to please cut it out.
Well, but my husband has never been out writing on windows, I'm telling you.
You don't know, you don't keep, like, what, do you keep an eye on him 24-7?
Yes, come here a second. Some guy is on the phone saying that you're going down Elm Street writing on car windows your name.
What? You handle it, I don't know. What?
Yeah, hello, who is this?
Hey, Clifford, it's Sensei Doug from down the street. I live on Elm, like around the bend.
Yeah?
You know me, like you keep coming over and writing on my window, on my car window in the snow.
I'm not writing on anybody's window in the snow. I'm in bed.
Well, look, I'm not angry. Can you just please apologize and don't do it again?
No, I'm not going to apologize. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
I've been in bed. What are you talking about?
No, it's not just tonight, though. You've been doing it every night. Just please cut it out, okay? Come on.
I am not. You're crazy, buddy. Who are you?
It's Sensei Doug. I live on Elm Street. I'm like seven houses down. I'm like around the bend.
I'm not writing on your window. My God, man, you must be drinking.
Oh, no, I don't drink. I'm a Christian.
Well, then, you got the wrong number then, because I'm not writing on anybody's window.
Oh, well, look, I know you are. Can you just please not do it anymore? That's all.
I am not writing on your window.
Okay, look. Okay, Clifford's just going to deny it, and his wife's going to report me. And he called it a window. It's not a window, it's a window. I love when old people call it a window. Remember those old ladies I was trying to do an Amazon drone delivery to? And she refused to hang her 80-year-old mother out the window?
Hello?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug from down the street. Is this, I don't know, Amanda or something?
This is Lindsay.
Oh, hey, Lindsay. Hey, Michael keeps coming over here and writing on my car window in the snow. Can you please ask him to stop, or can I talk to him?
Wait, I'm sorry. I think you may have the wrong number.
Oh, Michael doesn't live there?
Michael does.
Yeah, Michael does. I live just down the street. I'm on Elm Street, but kind of around the bend. And Michael keeps Michael keeps walking over here, like, every day and writing his name on the window, on my car window.
I'm sorry. I don't know if my dad's doing that or not.
Oh, no, I'm sure he is, because he keeps writing his name, and then I followed the footprints back to your house. Is he around? Can I just ask him to please stop? I'm not angry or anything. I was just hoping he could stop.
No, it's okay. I mean, but he's actually not here, so.
Where's he at?
He's away.
What's he doing?
He's not here right
what's
now.
What's he doing? Where's he at?
Sir, I don't have to tell you this.
Well, I'm just, like, I'm being neighborly. I'm just asking. I'm making conversation. Jeez.
Okay, well, I'm just confused about it, so let me talk to my dad, and he can give you a call back tomorrow.
It's not you doing it, is it? You're not, like, writing his name and then walking back?
No, I don't know what you're talking about,
well,
be honest.
Who there is doing it? Who else would be writing his name on my window?
I don't know, honestly.
Oh, well, y'all need to cut it out.
Okay, I apologize.
Like, just ask your whole family. Are they around? Can you, like, go in the room and just make an announcement?
No, they're not here, I promise.
It sounds like you're just, you're just...
No, it's not. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to carry on this conversation, sir. I will have someone call you back if you want to.
No.
I have your number, so...
I don't want anyone to call me back. I just want you all to grow up and stop writing on my window.
Okay. All right, we will.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, night. Goodbye. Good night. It is 11 o'clock at night, by the way, where I'm calling currently.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Hello?
Hello, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. Michelle?
Can I help you?
Can you not hear me? You keep saying hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
That's weird. You kept saying hello like you couldn't. I'm your neighbor. It's Sensei Doug.
Who?
Sensei Doug. I live just a few doors down. You know, the one you keep writing on my car window. You keep coming over and writing your name in my car window.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. I know it's you. Look, I'm not angry. Can you just please cut it out?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Come on. I'm just asking you to please stop. I'm not even angry.
I don't even know who this is.
It's Sensei Doug. I live a few doors down.
Listen, it's late. My kids are in bed. I don't appreciate the call this late.
I don't appreciate you writing on my window. Okay, just.
I haven't touched your car. I don't even know who this is.
You keep writing in the snow. You keep writing your name. You keep writing Michelle.
No.
Yes, you are. I know it's you. Can you just?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, fine. You have no idea, wink, wink. Can you please stop doing it, though?
There's no wink, wink. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you're doing it. Just please cut it out, okay?
Where do you live?
Just a few doors down. It doesn't matter. I don't want you to know where I live, too. You're already messing with my car.
Supposedly, I know where you live, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you riding on my car in the snow, in the window.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, I keep telling you over and over, just quit riding on my window, please. That's all I'm asking.
I'm not riding on your window. I don't know who you are. I'm not riding on your car. Don't know who you are.
Well, it's even weirder that you're riding on my window if you don't know who I am. Like, that's something you do to a friend or something.
This is a weird call.
Well, it's weird that you're writing on my window all the time. That's why I have to call. I hate that I have to call. This is stupid. We're supposed to be adults.
Where do you live?
We're supposed to be adults.
Yes, we are adults. Where do you live?
I'm just down the street. I'm on Overlook. I'm in the Blue House.
In the Blue House on Overlook?
Yeah.
Really?
Really. Why? What do you mean, really?
Really?
What do you mean, really?
What's your name?
Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug.
Correct.
I know who lives in the Blue House, and his name isn't Sensei Doug.
Well, maybe it's a different Blue House. I don't want to give you my address, because it's weird enough that you're writing on my window.
It's weird enough that you're calling me at this hour of the night.
Well, I wouldn't call if you wouldn't write on my window.
I'm not writing on your window.
You are too. Look, this doesn't have to be a big argument. Just apologize and don't do it again.
Stop calling me.
Can you apologize, at least?
Why would I apologize when I'm doing nothing wrong?
It is too wrong to write on someone else's window. It's not even yours. You're leaving your gross, oily finger residue all over my window.
I'm not touching your window. I wouldn't be that immature.
I followed the footprints back to your house. I know it's you.
There are no footprints.
Who else would write?
I don't know what.
Who else would write your name?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your name. You don't know what I'm talking about when I say your name? What are you, stupid?
No. No idea what you're talking about.
Well, you must be stupid then.
I must be stupid?
You must be. If you don't even know what I'm talking about when I say your name.
You're being ridiculous.
I'm not the one writing on your car window. You want me to start writing on your car window in the snow?
I'm not writing on your car window. I don't know what you're threatening me.
I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, like, if you don't want me doing it, maybe you shouldn't do it to me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but I know you do. Okay, look, I'm going to let you go. This is just dragging on and on. If you're not going to apologize to me, that's fine, but just please don't do it again.
I have nothing to apologize for.
Yeah. Well, apparently your mom didn't raise you right.
Apparently you're ridiculous.
Well, at least I'm not writing on your window.
Nor am I.
Okay. If you say so, just please don't do it anymore, okay? Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Sweet dreams. I don't know why you guys like these calls so much. The window writing calls. I mean, the window writing calls. Just the same thing. Me accusing, them denying. Endless loop of that.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Guy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug down the street.
Yeah.
I'm here on the street. Hey, can you please stop coming to my house and writing on my car window like that?
Never did anything like that.
No, I know it's you. I'm not angry. Can you just please stop, though? Because it's irritating. Like, you know, I can still see it when the snow melts and when I wipe it off with the wipers and...
Like, I'm on the other side of Lilla.
Yeah, I know.
I don't write on anybody's windows.
No, I know it's you. Look, you don't have to deny it. I'm not angry. I'm just asking you to please stop.
I never write on anybody's windows.
Well, except for mine, because you keep writing your name on them.
No, I don't do anything like that. I go out for my walk once a day. I don't write on anybody's windows. I have no reason to.
Yeah, well, no, it's probably when you're going out for your walk. You keep coming over and you're just, like, writing on my window. Like, you're writing, you know, Guy was here and stuff like that.
No, sir. I can absolutely tell you I do not do anything like that.
Well, who else would do it?
I don't know, but I have no reason to do anything like that. I just go out for a walk. I don't bother anybody. I don't bother their property or anything like
that. Yeah, I was looking out my living room window and I saw you do it.
When?
A few days ago, and I didn't want to get my shoes on and come out.
And you live on the other side of Lilla's.
Yeah. Look.
He went down there and noticed, he says, I write on his car windows.
Of course
not. Never did anything like that.
No, I know it's you. Can you just apologize and not do it again?
I can't apologize for something I never did. This is the screwiest phone number I ever got. Phone call I ever got. I don't write on anybody's windows.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not even that big of a deal. It's just, it's kind of irritating when I come out there and you've written your name on my window, like Guy Rules and stuff like Guy.
I don't know. That sounds like some high school kid would do or something.
That's what I'm saying. You're just like way too old to be doing stuff like this. Come on.
I don't even, when I go out for my walk, I don't even go past your house. I go up Bell Street, go around the neighborhood, but I don't even come past your house.
Okay, I think I get it. I think you're probably, like, embarrassed to admit that you're doing it because your wife's right there. But, like, just between you and me, can you just please stop?
Well, I can't stop something I haven't done.
Oh.
That's the best phone call I ever got. And I don't come on anybody's property when I'm walking, even.
Well, no, I saw your footprints. You just walk up in the driveway and you just write on my window.
I do not do that, sir. I just do not do that.
Well, who else would it be? You're writing your name. You wrote on there, like, Guy Rules and
no,
Guy
sir.
Was here.
I've never... Then somebody else is doing it and writing my name.
And you're
I don't know why. There's got to be some kid. It's not something I would do.
And you're doing hearts. No, I looked out the window and I saw you. I saw you doing it. Uh-huh, I saw you. You were doing this. It was you.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm not looking for a confession or anything. I was just hoping you could just cut it out.
I haven't done it in the first place, so I can't do something I didn't do in the first place.
I mean, it's...
I have no reason to do it.
It's not even illegal. I don't see why
you're... I would be seeing somebody that isn't me. What kind of clothes is this person wearing?
Oh, I don't pay attention to clothes. I'm a man.
Or jacket or something like that.
Yeah, well, look, it's not even illegal. You don't have to deny it. Just don't do it again, please. That's all I'm asking.
I didn't do it in the first place, sir. I'm absolutely puzzled.
Yeah.
I don't bother anybody. I don't come on anybody's property. So
okay, all right.
All right.
Well, I mean, just please stop anyway. Like, just don't do it.
I can't stop, but I didn't start in the first place is what I'm telling you.
All right.
I don't come on anybody's property when I'm walking. That's the strangest thing I've ever got. Goodbye.
Maybe it was those John. There we go. More denials. I bet you didn't see that coming. One of these days, someone's going to apologize for doing it. I'm going to get a hold of someone that actually does this, and it's going to be crazy.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph?
Yes?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug. I live down the street here on... Road.
Say it again, please.
It's Sensei Doug. I live down the street from you. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah?
Do you think you can stop writing on my car window in the snow? It's like you keep doing that, and it's just irritating. It was funny at first, but can you please just stop writing on my car window?
I'm not sure I follow you. I'm in bed here. I'm asleep.
Oh, no. I know you're not doing it now, but like it's like every morning I wake up, and you've written on my car window. Can you please just stop doing that?
Oh, that's not me.
Oh, I know it's you. You don't have to.
Oh, it's not me. I'm serious. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, you just need to grow up and stop writing on my car window.
Wait, buddy, I it's not me. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I do that?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. Just please stop writing on my window like you're doing
sir, I don't know who you are. And I'm not doing anything
to
anybody's car. Well, it's not me. It really isn't. You better look somewhere else.
Oh, I know it's you. I saw you. I saw you doing it.
Hello.
Hello, Lucille? Hello? Hello?
You have a wrong number.
Oh, it's not Lucille? It sounds like Lucille. I'm your neighbor.
My neighbor who?
Doug? In the blue house? It's not Lucille?
Yes.
Oh, it is Lucille. Hey. I was just wondering, could you stop coming over here and writing on my car window in the snow?
I don't write on your car window.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure it was you. I looked out the window.
Me?
Yeah. It looked like you. And they keep writing the name Lucille on my window. I mean, it's you. You keep writing the name Lucille.
I'm sorry. You have a wrong number, buddy. I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm your neighbor. I live on... I'm in the blue house. This is Sensei Doug.
What blue house on...
Well, you don't have to get an attitude with me. You're the one that's writing on my window. Can you just please stop?
Okay, I'll stop.
You promise?
No, I don't promise.
Why? Like, I'm not doing anything to you.
You're annoying me right now because you're full of crap.
Well, you're annoying me by writing on my window every morning. Every morning that it snows.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes?
Hey, it's Doug from down the street.
Doug?
Yeah, from down the street.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, hey, your husband keeps coming over here and writing his name in my car window in the snow.
No, I don't believe... Hold on. Some guy said you go down the street and write his name in the car window.
His name?
He said he doesn't know what... Here, I'll give you my husband.
Okay, he keeps writing the name James. He's like writing...
My husband's name isn't James.
What's his name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not James. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Down the street. Hello, Barbara.
Hello?
Hey there. I was just hoping you could stop doing that. Just stop coming to my house and writing on my car window like that.
You've got to be kidding.
No, come on. You need to grow up. I know it's not her. I know.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling you. You and Barbara. You keep writing Barbara's name on the window. Like you're trying to frame Barbara or something.
What? You have the wrong person.
Oh, I know it's you. I saw you doing it.
Where do you live?
I'm just down the street in the blue house.
Down the street in the blue house?
Yeah, to your right.
To our right?
Yeah. I'm in the house that has the car in the driveway that you keep writing on the window. That one.
You're in the house that we keep writing on the window.
You keep repeating everything I say. It's weird.
Weird.
There you go again.
You're completely wrong.
No, I'm not. You repeated it.
I would stand up and make a 380-degree turn and go the other way because nothing you're saying makes any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that you keep writing on my car window in the snow. Every time...
Car window in the snow. Oh. What's your name?
It's Doug. I already told Barbara that.
Doug.
Sensei Doug.
You're in the blue house across the street. You're on Main Road?
Yeah, can you tell Barbara to shut up? It's hard to hear you because she won't shut up.
And your name is Doug?
Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug.
Correct, yeah. I work at the dojo.
You work at the dojo?
There you go, repeating me again.
Well, I'm trying to gather my thoughts. I don't know who I'm speaking to, and I've never... There's no sense in accusing us of anything like that because we haven't done anything.
Well, no, I know it's you. I saw you doing it. And your footprints in the snow led back to your house.
The footprints in the snow led back to the house. Yeah.
So
what's your address?
You don't have to deny it. You know, just stop doing it. Maybe you could apologize, but like, just please stop doing it.
What's your address, Doug?
Why do you need my address? You know where I live because you keep coming over and writing on my window.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you for the apology.
I'm sorry you have the wrong number.
No, it's you. It's you and Barbara. I think Barbara's been doing it, too, because someone was making snow angels in my front yard, too.
Somebody was making snow angels in your front yard.
Sorry, I was repeating me with you.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, I saw.
Well, I'm sorry if somebody's offended you, but it wasn't us.
Well, no, you're not offending me. I mean, I know it's basically a harmless prank, but I don't know. Like, if you could just stop it. Because you're like, putting hearts in my window and writing Barbara in them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I wouldn't.
What, you don't love Barbara?
Yes.
Yes, you don't?
I do. It's been nice speaking with you, but bye.
Okay, well, just please stop, okay? Just please. Please don't do it again. It says on here his name is James. I don't know why she said her husband's name isn't James. I guess she just doesn't know her own husband's name. Either that or she's trying to protect him because he's clearly guilty.
Hello?
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Hey, it's Doug down the street.
I'm sorry, who?
Doug, you know, in the blue house. Hey, I was wondering, can you ask William to stop coming over here and drawing on my car window in the snow?
Who's drawing on your car window?
William is.
My son?
I guess. I don't know. I thought he was your husband.
Yeah, my husband. Why would my husband do that?
That's what I'd like to know. Can you just ask him to cut it out? Or can I talk to him?
I have him right here. You could talk to him.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Doug. I honestly don't know who you are. What's your last name?
Well, it's Sensei Doug. I work over at the dojo.
No, I'm not familiar with who you are, Doug. I'm sorry. What house? What's your address?
Blue house. I'm like down the street on. It doesn't matter. Like, William knows where I live because he keeps coming over here and writing on my car window.
My husband?
Yeah. I saw him.
I'm going to put him on and you can chat with him. How's that?
Okay, sure. I don't know. Like, could you talk some sense into him, though?
Hello.
Hey, William?
Yes.
I was just hoping you could stop coming over to my house and writing on my car window in the snow.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you keep coming over here and writing on my car window.
Who are you?
This is Sensei. I'm the guy that you keep coming to my house and writing on my car.
Well, you'd have to tell me which house that is. And
why? Do you do it on a lot of houses?
You know, I'm trying to be nice.
No, you're
not.
Who are you? You're not trying to be nice. You keep coming over and writing on my car window. And I know it was you that was making snow angels in my yard last year. And look.
Doug.
Yeah?
Doug.
Yeah.
Doug. Could you give us a last name? Or we're not going to continue this conversation.
What do you need my last name for? So you can bother me?
You're calling
more?
Us on our home phone, and we're adults. Like, we don't do any of this stuff.
Yeah,
so
I'm an adult,
we're trying
too.
Trying to help out. We're trying to be polite. Can you give us a name?
Yeah, William sure doesn't act like an adult.
Okay, you know what, Doug? You have a good day, and please don't call again. Thank you.
Senseis don't use their last name. Wow, she ran over to the extension. But I bet she's eyeing her husband suspiciously now. She thinks he's sneaking out, going around the neighborhood, writing on car windows. You know what was kind of cool about that call is I got to hear them both hang up because they're both on separate phones in the house. And that makes me realize that I need to make this a life goal. I need to have two different people slam down the phone on me. I mean, the second person who hung up, which I guess was the husband, he was kind of loud about it, and he hit a touch tone as he hung up, but her hang-up was kind of quiet. I need to get dual angry hang-ups. That is one of my 2019 New Year's resolutions, to get a dual slamming down of the phones.
Brad, Dr. Astronaut.
Hey.
Listening to your awesome last show was awesome. You did those euphemism.
Yeah, that was me. That was my show.
You had a call, and you said you were from the Homeowners Association.
Yep.
Now, I don't know. I didn't finish listening to this episode because I had this idea. I didn't want to forget it. So I want to tell you. Maybe you do this. I apologize.
Hurry up.
If you don't, here's what I think.
By the way, I'm not going to play your entire 2-minute-long voicemail. Sorry.
Could really kick it up a notch. Throw some hot sauce on there.
Unless it's really good.
Listen, you got a pen?
All right.
Okay.
I got a pen.
Right. When you call somebody and you accuse them of doing a euphemism, they're gonna deny. Then you say, okay. Eventually,
let's hear it.
Get them all pissed off and scared. Say,
get to the point.
I realize that you didn't realize what you were doing. Let me forward your call to our HOA ad department, and they'll pull it for you. So it won't run again.
That's what I'll do.
And then you call on three-way and listen to this person talking to some HOA person about how they need to pull their ad because it's homoerotic.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
That'd be hilarious to listen to them try to explain to the HOA why they need to pull their ad immediately because
it's
of
perfect.
Homoerotic undertones.
Okay, that's enough of this voicemail. I played a minute and a half of that. I'm supposed to cut them off after a minute. That's my self-imposed rule. Thank you for the suggestion, Dr. Astronaut. I'll just have to wait for Max Power to send me some more of those homeowners things. Or I guess I could just do Craigslist, right?
Hey, it's SD-Link.
Hey.
So we're calling two shows in a row. This is kind of weird. But hey, I got something really, really crazy to tell you. So there was a guy that was calling the voicemail last show. He was talking about how he would call the different Barnes & Noble and prank them and send her a bunch of copies of the L. Ron Hubbard book Dianetics to them. Well, I've been known to frequent my Barnes & Noble Starbucks cafe because I'm studying for a certification, and I can just take the books without
just
paying
admit
for
you're
them.
You're a nerd, okay?
Put them back when I'm done. And two employees were talking about a guy that ordered Dianetics, and they can't get back in touch with him. I found that absolutely hilarious when I heard that.
That's great.
Alrighty, that's all I wanted to say. Oh, and you haven't played Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colt. He's pretty awesome, too.
I don't like that song, but maybe I will, just because you asked for it. That's pretty crazy, though, if you actually heard some Barnes & Noble's employees talking about that. It kind of reminds me of whoever was doing all of those Walmart photos, sending in crazy things to the Walmart photo department. What was it, like pictures of Elmo or something? Or an old man? I can't remember. And then all these Walmarts were pissed at me for not coming in and picking them up.
Hiya, big, burly, beautiful Brad.
Hey.
It's your old buddy from high school. I was just wondering... What is the original song that the New Tenants from Hell theme is? It's been burning me. It's been eating me alive. Like,
I don't know.
The Liquid Plumber. It is eating my carbon-based organic body.
I hate when that happens.
I just need to know, what is that original song? What is the song that it is a parody of? Thank you, Brad.
Well, if it's a parody, it's not an original song.
I love you. Please answer this. If you don't answer, I might just have to unsubscribe.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't want that, so I'll just tell you. It's Beverly Hills by, is it Weezer? I think it's Weezer. It's an early 2000s song, isn't it? But I think he made an original instrumental of it, or he got it somewhere else. I don't know. Ask Beagle Dude. He's the one that put it together. He had some Fiverr girl perform it for him.
Hi, Brad. This is Dr. Tom Servo. I don't know how these phones work.
Hey.
I don't know. Am I talking right? It's the end? Cody tells me I just
sounds
stick
like
my
it.
Ass and it will just automatically, you'll start hearing me. But I'm not sure.
I'll turn up the volume.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The other thing is King Richard should stick wax up his nose to get rid of all of his nose hairs.
Yeah.
He's got really long nose hairs
King
that
Richard
gets trapped in.
Stupid.
Too. He's going to kill somebody one day. But I don't know how to hang up the phone, so hang up the phone. Hang up the phone.
You hang it
up. Hang it
up. Tom Servo.
Hang it up.
By the way, thanks, Tom Servo, for sending me a prank call card game. There's actually a card game based around prank calls, and I think the package he sent me, he sent it from eBay, but there was a sticker or something on the package that said it was a clearance item. Apparently, it's not a hot seller, but someday soon, I'm going to have to play that card game, maybe with King Richard and Olga if they ever come down to Portland or something, or maybe I can do it on Twitch somehow. But yeah, thanks, Tom Servo, for the card game.
What up, Brad? Kyle from Florida. You know, the only realist Kyle. Fuck all the other Kyles.
Okay.
Anyway,
hi, Kyle.
I was listening to the December 13th show, you know, where you were talking with Clay, and you brought up that Lego maze, and it also reminded me that whenever I was on YouTube, I just found that shit randomly. That shit was wild.
That's crazy.
I know, right? But,
it's crazy.
So anyway, everybody should sign up for Patreon if y'all fuckers ain't doing that shit. But anyway, have a good day, y'all. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. That was a weird voicemail. I don't remember talking about the Lego maze, I assume on the call-in show, but it seems like something I would talk about because it really annoys the crap out of me that the most popular video on my personal YouTube channel is a stupid Lego maze, and I can't even monetize it because it has a copyrighted song in it. It's a bunch of bullshit. I have a bunch more voicemails to play here, but you know what? The show's over. I'm done playing voicemails. I'm done with it all. I wanted to just get this edited and put up on the internet before it gets too late and I don't get it up until tomorrow, because it's kind of a miracle I even got two shows done this week. So thank you everybody for listening. Thank you to the sponsors, Tokus Pokus, Thunor, Jesse Lobster, Sean L., and Omni, for being the sponsors of today's show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. When you support the show, you usually get an extra show every week. Even last week, when I only got one show put out, there was one snowplow show and a secret show. I've already forgotten who requested Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton for the end song, but that's what I'm going to play right now.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Squad ignites the atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm
no wink, wink. I don't know what you're talking about.